Dr. Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about podcasts while driving. That's probably getting up towards the greatest number of podcasts I've done within a 24-hour period. But the first two podcasts were reading from The Great Scientist. And of course, it's all part of rehab, being able to actually get your memory, recall the typing, the hours going up here. And what I've done is I read about Heisenberg and Bohr, and I think in both cases a female scientist called Lise Mietner came to mind, and I remember that she is one of the two female scientists notarized in the periodic table. You've had Rutherfordium and Borium, both of which I've covered across, and I don't know, the Erwin Hubble are just, it's just a really horrible person to go across. So I'm actually travelling up to the shops here to buy milk and chicken schnitzels, and there was another thing. This is some pie stuff. We're making pies at home, and I'm using this time to remind myself, or to test myself on, not get killed, obviously, the periodic table. I said, it's in there, I could picture it where it is, but I sort of felt a bit unsure, so I'll go, and I may well stuff up here. So it's been a time before I've recited it. So it's hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, neon, sodium, magnesium, aluminium, silicon, phosphorus, sulfur, chlorine, argon, potassium, calcium, scandium, titanium, vanadium. Okay, just checking here. Chromium, manganese. I'm quite sure that it's manganese, chromium, or chromium, manganese. I have to really think about it. It's chromium, magnesium, manganese, iron, cobalt, nickel, copper, zinc, gallium, germanium, selenium, bromine, krypton. Rubidium, strontium, yttrium, zirconium, niobium, molybdenum, technetium, molybdenum, or molybdenum, technetium. It's technetium, molybdenum. May be wrong on that one. All these things are coming out. Ruthenium, rhodium, palladium, silver, cadmium, indium, silver, antimony, iodine, xenon, cesium, barium, lanthanum, gee whiz, cerium, praseodymium, neodymium, promethium, And samarium, goldium, I suppose europium. Is that what? Europium, terbium, dysprosium, holmium, erbium, thorium, yttrium, lanthanum. Okay, I've got to go through here. So it really proves that I'm really getting rusty on okay. Lutetium, tantalum. Lutetium, tantalum, tungsten, neranium. Something a bit wrong there. Osmium, iridium, platinum, gold, mercury, thallium, is that right? I'm just getting across. Lead, bismuth, should we, I'm just gonna watch my driving here. Lead, bismuth, polonium, astinium, radon, francium, radium, actinium, thorium, paractinium, uranium, neptunium, plutonium, americium, curium, Berkeley, californium, einsteinium, fermium, mendelivium, nobelium, I think so. And then it's lawrencium, rutherfordium, dubnium. I might as well just finish up here because I get into the part. So where are we? Dubnium, seaborgium, borium. Then we go into hasnium, metrium, damstruttium, rotgenium, copernican, neponium, flervium? It's all in my head, it's all mixed up. Flervium, muscovium, livermorium, tenesium, and organosaurium. Organosaurum. Okay, thanks a lot. That's the very quick periodic table, and I'll see if I can recite it on the way back the second time. Thanks for listening. Hello again. I'm coming back from my errand, basically to buy dinner. I've got a few more minutes on it. It occurs to me that I get excellent sound recording inside cars. I get really crap stuff. So there must be a system of sound recording from a car in which they have two tapes. One is the car sounds and the speaking sound that has some sort of differential noise cancellation process. Now, what I've just done before is the elements and metrium, and I think I've got a few of them. I can see if I've got a few order problems. Now, one wants to do is doing it by periods. If you can do it by groups, that's another thing. So, group one, hydrogen, lithium, sodium, potassium, rubidium, rubidium, cesium, francium, that's group one. Group two, so they explode in water. The other ones react with water, but not explosively. and so you have beryllium, which is, you know, I suppose it would react with water. So there's beryllium going down after beryllium, magnesium, calcium, strontium, barium, and I suppose radium. Then we've got the rare earths, so group three. That's really, it should be group one. It's really group 1 to 8 or 1 to 18, or it should be 1 to, I suppose, what, 14 and 18 is 32. Depends on the length of your pure oak tablets you're going to deal with. Okay, so I don't have a lot to go here. So the next one is the rare earths. Now the rare earths actually are the lanthanides and lutetium. They go and really that's a Allen key in the periodic table. You have the F block and then the D block. So going down, that's scandium, yttrium, lutetium, I suppose. It would be, there's lutetium and lawrencium. You've only got three, across like that. And then the next one is scandium, titanium. Titanium, zirconium, hafnium, and next to it's hafnium, and after hafnium is lawrencium. It would be rutherfordium. There you go, rutherfordium. Then group four. I have to pay attention here so I don't crash into anybody. After group four, you've got group five. So we've done the titanium. It's vanadium, niobium, tantalum, and rutherfordium, dubnium would probably be underneath. I'm not quite sure on that. I'm absolutely burning up with heat at the moment. Fifth, six. So you can see it's really trying to get things. Six is chromium, molybdenum. I'm absolutely burning up here. And tungsten, I suppose. It's chromium, molybdenum. I know it's tungsten's underneath it. I don't quite work out underneath that. Then you've got manganese. I've got to really look into that going down horizontally. I don't have much time. Go down through the noble gases. It's helium, neon, argon, krypton, xenon, radon, and ganason, number 18. The halogens are fluorine, chlorine, bromine, iodine, astatine, and tennessine. Then the chalcogenides, which is oxygen, sulfur. No, it's oxygen. So it's oxygen, sulfur. Oxygen, sulfur, selenium. I really can't remember saying selenium the last time, of course. Tellurium. Polonium. Just come across up here. There's one up the top there. I'm not too sure. Just let me look at you. Okay, you're not going to run you over. Okay, we're nearly back home here. Okay, then the pictogens. It's nitrogen, phosphorus, arsenic, antimony, bismuth. Then the carbon ones are carbon, silicon, germanium, lead. I suppose it would be napoleon. I can't quite remember. I'll have to really go into this. Then the ones under boron, aluminium, gallium, indium, and thallium, and there'll be one up across that is fluvium. Then you've got the sort of noble, rare, noble transition metals. So they're in the same position, but in the D block, you've got zinc, cadmium, mercury, and copernicium. Yep, and then you've got the things that people really love, the copper, silver, gold, and rockgonium. Just have to really think about this. So we're coming to the end of this, and it just means that I'm going to have a good look and absorb that periodic table again, trying to keep it in my knowledge. And that concludes a go at the periodic table, full of absolute mistakes. Don't use this to record it. You can see, sort of look and see any mistakes. And obviously, this is probably the billionth time I've done the periodic table. Thanks a lot for listening.
Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.